Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR Number 600, Living Up to Our Privileges and Opportunities. There has been presented before me as an illustration a class that has had every opportunity and privilege, as compared with another class that has far less qualifications and information, but which keeps the fear of God before it. Those who belong to this latter class regard their talents as entrusted to them. Their opportunities are limited, but they try to comprehend the grand lesson inculcated in the parable of the talents. They strive to use well their probationary time, vigilantly working in the contemplation of Christ's coming. By a thorough training in the educational lines within their reach, they discipline themselves, that they may be prepared to learn and digest all true knowledge. Under a sense of accountability to God, they strive to make the most of the gifts entrusted to them. This constitutes the ideal of Christian character, the all-round man, the perfect man in Christ. He does not spend his life in prayerful meditation only, neglecting to do earnest work for the Master. Neither is his life all outward bustle. He does not engage in active work to the neglect of personal piety. There is a happy blending of both qualities. He is not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. The greatest work humanity has to do is to keep the lamp of the soul trimmed and the vessel filled with the oil of grace. You need to make every effort to prevent spiritual declension, lest the day of the Lord come upon you as a thief in the night. From the light I have received from God, I know that you have a prayerless home. The time of your sojourning here is short. You think that you have surrendered yourself to God, but you have never yet fully given up your bitter feelings against others. You have used your talent of speech to lead them into temptation. Then, because they develop the ideas and principles which you have inculcated, and as the result, injury is done to you, as the Lord designed it should be, to show you the sure result of such actions, you feel wronged. All are to be workers together with God. All have been entrusted with talents, to use for the glory of God, and not for selfish purposes. This capital is the Lord's. He will require again both principal and interest. Every natural advantage is a talent. The responsibility of each human agent is proportionate to the amount of gifts received from the Lord. On the one blessed with the largest amount of talents rests the heaviest responsibility. Released March 17th, 1978.